I worked my butt off and they wanted it. They wanted to try something new. And I made magic happen and I got them in the door. And from there, it's like, you know, everybody wants to do what the cool girl is doing. And it just spread like wildfire. And I can't even tell you, I mean, the amount of DMs that we were getting from celebrities, I was like, is this real? Like, is this really happening?
Welcome back to the Pursuit of Profit podcast. I hope you enjoy this episode with Courtney Yeager, founder and CEO of The Tox. Today, we're discussing the very first franchise concept focusing on lymphatic health, how Courtney's own health issues led her to a holistic solution, why The Tox's clean branding makes it a standout in franchising, and how this low investment brand helped her scale to 12 corporate locations doing an average of 7 figures. All opinions expressed by Cliff, Justin, and podcast guests are solely their own opinions and do not reflect the opinion of Phrenosity and Pursuit of Profit. This podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as a basis for investment decisions.
So, Courtney, thanks for coming on. We're excited to have you on today. You are a category creator. I'm not aware of any other lymphatic drainage franchises. I'm sure there will be some copycat brands. I personally am hyper-vigilant with what I put into or on my body. Cliff and I both focus on detoxification. We fast, we juice, we sweat, we try to do what we can, right? We do our best to detox. However, we're both aware that if you're living in the United States of America in 2024, you can buy all the organic strawberries and grass-fed beef that you want from Whole Foods. You're not avoiding it. Like, you're not avoiding toxins, chemicals, GMOs, phthalates, plastics, seed oils, hydrogenated, like, it's ridiculous. So you're not avoiding it, and you're detoxing America. So tell us, who is your customer and what is the problem that you're solving? Why are these people coming to The Tox?
Sure. So I feel like everybody is our customer. You know, our marketing is super sexy and edgy, and we bring people in for the aesthetic purposes. And, you know, that's our whole marketing strategy, but it's the wellness clients that really are coming in because our treatment is changing their lives. And they are like the bread and butter of the business that have, you know, really made The Tox be able to be where it is today.
We've been doing this and franchising, let's say 20 years. And I think for the first time in my career, I'm seeing, like in the stock market, like sector rotation, and I'm seeing money leaving the traditional gym, treadmills, weights, right? And I'm seeing that money moving to, we'll call it, different modalities of biohacking, sensory deprivation, right? Peptides, red light therapy, and now you. And I really believe, and Justin and I have had this conversation, it's like, what's going on with fitness? And I think the money, and I'll call it smart money, right? I think it's going in your direction. So I think what you're building is spot on. I want to know more about that granularity of exactly what you were experiencing and how you got here.
Sure. So I've always taken the holistic route to everything. I'm super conscious about what I put in my body. You know, I've tried everything, gluten-free, vegan, I've tried it all. I'm a mom. I was always serial entrepreneur, but definitely overworked, just like not sleeping well, always felt bloated after every meal, stomach hurt. And I feel like, you know, the more people that I speak to, that's very common. Everybody's like, yeah, my stomach always hurts. Like, I always feel bloated. But that was me. I was just overworked, not feeling my best. I've always been pretty slim, but nothing was coming off. I wasn't looking or feeling my best. I started doing a lot of study just on the way that the body works and our filtration systems, the lymphatic system, where do all of the toxins go and what that process is. At the time, I was living in LA and I started to try to seek out lymphatic treatments, and there weren't many places to go. Everybody was doing a different variation of something. There was little explanation during the service, which I feel like the education piece is huge. And I wanted it and I wasn't finding it. So at that point, I just started going everywhere, traveling, trying to get a bunch of these treatments done. And I started to look better and feel better. And of course, living in LA, I was like, after one session, I'm slimmer. What's going on? And then the more treatments that I was doing, the better I started to feel. So I hired a few mentors to help me really put this technique together. It took about a year to solidify it and make it perfect. You know, every stroke has an intention behind it, whether it's a body sculpting technique or a lymphatic technique or a digestive technique. We created the TOX technique and everybody thought I was absolutely crazy. And I convinced my husband to open a store in LA. And right away, we had a wait list, just viral on social media. Everybody was like, what is this new treatment? You know, everybody's losing inches, but they're feeling better too. And from there, it's just, you know, it's spiraled. Now we have 12 corporate locations, a ton of franchisees. So here we are. That's my little short journey.
It's wow. Courtney, the reviews are incredibly impressive. I mean, what people say about how they look and how they feel after leaving the TOX is just like, and I looked up before and after pictures. I mean, you could see it. And I mean, people, like one woman said, I felt like myself again. It's almost like she felt like her body was in like homeostasis. So, I mean, people clearly keep coming back, which means that it's working. To me, it's almost like they come in to like get the weight loss and like they want to look better, but then they keep coming back because of how they feel. What is it that you're actually doing when they come in? Is it like manual body work?
It is. So it will feel similar to a massage, but every stroke has an intention. Like you come in, you're on a massage table, you undress to your comfort level. The technique is curated in a way where, you know, it feels good, but you're also just like, are you using a tool or is that actually your hands? But I can't give too many details because of course that's what makes us special. But again, the client reviews are really what keeps me going and keeps me motivated. Even during COVID, just like clients knocking down the door, like I need this. I don't care that it's human touch, that it's face to face. This is a treatment that's changed my life. And I'm just super excited to now be able to bring it to the masses and, you know, again, create our own industry.
I love the name, by the way. And I think that's the beginning of a great brand. I don't think there are great brands with shitty names. I just don't. I think that you have to check a lot of boxes to become a brand. I mean, just like that movie, Facebook, it's like drop the. It matters. You can't be the Facebook. Like, you just couldn't.
Well, you can be the TOX.
Yeah, I think the TOX is a very cool name. The colors, everything that you've done.
I feel like the branding from day one, it's just always been so clean, so strong. And it's very rare franchise world to have a brand.
That's actually cool. Well, it's true. Franchising likes to be kind of cookie cutter, kind of boring, a little cartoony. And then there's like these cool, edgy, clean, modern looking brands that just stick out. It's attractive.
Whenever we go to a franchise conference, I'm like, do I belong here? Is this where the talk should be? But I mean, in order to do what we have planned to do and bring the talks to everyone who wants the talks, we have to franchise.
It's so interesting when you say this intent, and I'm reading from your site with my notes, right? You're using your hands or a device to move fluid toward the lymph nodes, right? This is correct. What you're doing, right? It increases the metabolic rate of the person's body, which is just incredible. You're ridding excess toxins and obviously assisting with the reduction of water retention. In the before and after photos, to be crystal clear, and I really wish it said this, by the way, I'm looking at before and after photos, I'm like, that is clearly a visible difference. But what I'm learning is that that's one session. That before and after is within, let's say, 90 minutes. I don't know that that was like crystal clear on the site, but now that we're having this conversation, I'm realizing that that was just a session. Most before and afters are like, this is how I walked in on March 3rd, and this is me now June 8th, right?
Yeah.
This is just the session. And true. You can see on like some of the women, their abdominal area. I mean, it is clearly leaner than when they walked in.
Absolutely.
And wild.
Most of those are first time clients after a 60 minute session. So they are coming in and leaving 1 hour later. And, you know, all of that water retention is gone. But of course, we don't want to say it on the site like this is exactly what you're going to get, because of course, everybody's different. Depends on what you have going on internally. But that is the norm, is that in one way or another, whether it's your abdomen, your knee, your legs, whatever it is, you lose that instant inflammation.
Justin, guess how many lymph nodes are in the human body?
Don't, but I actually know where one of my lymph nodes is, because when I was in my 20s, listen to this, I was on, what's that park near where you grew up? Heckscher State Park? Okay,
yeah,
I'm on
State
a run
park.
In Heckscher, yeah. My shirt's off, and I look down and there's a bug on my stomach, and it bit me, and like I swatted it, kept running, no big deal. 2 weeks later, I have a line going from my ab down to my groin. And I'm like, holy shit, like that can't be good. I go to my doctor. He's like, you have an infection that's draining into your lymph node. And if you waited another couple of weeks, you could be dead.
Totally.
Yes, that's one of the main points. Scary. Good thing you caught that.
Good thing I caught it.
So when you think about what she's doing, what the tox is doing, you get 600 to 800 lymph nodes that you're just moving. It all flows in one direction, which is wild. I mean, Courtney, you could explain more about this than I do, but I love this podcast because we dig in and learn more. It's not just about your brand. Now I got to learn everything about the lymphatic system, right? The immune system, how it flows. It's wild. I could see how you latched onto this and said, okay, I'm obsessed. I'm onto something. This works. It's very interesting to me.
So here's what I want to know, because I hear that this is relatively common in Europe, maybe even South America. I've like never heard of this. So I'm assuming it's not common here for the same reason that high fructose corn syrup is illegal in Europe and not here. People go eat their way through Europe and come back and it's like, oh, I feel great. I'm not bloated at all. Just ate like a ton of food and I feel great. And you eat anything here in a day and you feel like crap. So you have to, I mean, you have like a major education that has to take place in this country. How are we doing that? How are we educating the masses and acquiring customers?
Well, I feel our training process is all about education. So when our technicians are hired, they go through our extensive training, not only on how to perform it, but what the intention is behind all of it. But you're right. I mean, it's not mainstream in the United States for that reason, because sadly, our medical system is all about money. And maybe I shouldn't say that, but that's the reality, what it is. And I feel like we've done a really great job of educating to this point. But I mean, we have a long way to come. Like, we haven't even scratched the surface yet. And you say you've never even heard of it before. Well, imagine 2019 when we first started. Like, it was, nobody knew what it was. And we really, you know, were the educators and are the educators and will continue to be. But there is just so much work that has to be done. Like, this isn't classified as a medical treatment because there is major body sculpting elements to our technique. So, you know, that's what we're classified under. But on a mass scale, we need to do better. I just feel like there's so many physicians that I've approached as, you know, mentors, and they have no idea what they're talking about. Like, they haven't done their research. One plastic surgeon that I was really great friends with, he was, I mean, top plastic surgeon, Beverly Hills, didn't even know about lymphatic work. And it's like, how do you have a double board certified plaque on your office?
Yeah, I believe it.
And you have no idea how the lymphatic system works, but yet you're doing lipo every day. It blows my mind. So I feel like the United States needs to do better in this field.
Totally agree.
You have heard from so many exciting franchise brands in a podcast, and you may be sitting there thinking about which ones could be the best fit for you. If this is the case, give us a call. We provide a free consulting service to prospective small business owners like yourself, and we will help you take a disciplined approach to determining which brands could be the best fit for you. Call or text us at 561-277-3710 or visit www.franosity.com. That's www.franosity.com. We look forward to hearing from you. you're doing such a great job with social, right? And using influencers, Instagram, TikTok. I noticed on Instagram, there's multiple accounts for different locations. I'm assuming you want your franchisees to leverage social media as well. How are you doing this? Are they setting up their own pages? Is corporate managing this? A lot of people like using social media, but they don't understand it, so it scares them a little bit. How are you supporting franchisees with customer acquisition?
On the corporate level, we are handling all of their social media. I feel like social media is what has made the Talk super successful. We have zero marketing spend in any other aspect other than social media. So I want to make sure that the brand standard stays the same. We know what we're doing. We have these relationships with influencers, influencer marketing, social media management. So we are handling it completely. So our franchisees don't even have access to their social. They have a dedicated social media manager who they are in constant contact with to get all of their posts up. If they're doing any community events, influencer relations, even booking paid client appointments, not just influencers.
I am amazed. So a lot of times when we're doing an interview, we'll search, you know, you, the interviewee, right? You by name. But then I did just the talks and left your name out of it. And normally when I do that with a brand, I'll just get a bunch of promo reels created by an ad agency. Maybe it's Fishman, just promoting the brand. But your brand, it was row upon row. It was women, social media influencers in their condo in Manhattan or in LA on their way to your facility, videotaping the entire experience, raving fans of what they just went through. I mean, detail about how they feel, how they felt before they went in and how they currently feel, you know, post their procedure. Wild. I don't even know of another brand. And we've had quite a few people on the show that have some pretty cool brands. I mean, I can't say that about a lot of the brands that we've had on here. You have done a masterful job of getting these people.
We've really built a community within the Talks. It's not just about the treatment. It's the community that we've been able to build with our followers and with our influencers. So I think that it's a combo of both. Just great, great community ties, great relationships, making every client feel special. And then, of course, leveraging all of those relationships with our influencers.
When you opened in 19 in LA, see, this I find fascinating. This is chicken and the egg, right? When you opened in LA in 2019, celebrities appeared. How? See, that's the thing, right? How did they? And you can't say, well, we have a lot of celebrities and we have a lot of social media. No, no one knew you. No one ever even heard of the Talks. This is the big question that I always have with franchising, scaling in small markets. How did they know about this when you opened?
I can't tell you all of my secrets.
Okay, fair, but at least you're telling me there was a ground game.
For sure. You know, again, I worked my butt off and they wanted it. They wanted to try something new. And, you know, there is science behind lymphatic work. And I made magic happen and I got them in the door. And from there, it's like, you know, everybody wants to do what the cool girl is doing. And it just spread like wildfire. And I can't even tell you, I mean, the amount of DMs that we were getting from celebrities, I was like, is this real? Like, is this really happening? But it hasn't stopped. It's only gotten greater. So
any celeb endorsements or investors or no?
Yeah, we are 100% independent. I don't know what the future holds, but we've never paid one celebrity. We've never paid one influencer. It's all been in exchange for complimentary services.
Wow, good for you. Justin, it's not common. We have someone on the show that owns 12 corporate locations. It's normally we eat what we cook by owning one, just to say we eat what we cook and to stay close to the business and our franchisees' day-to-day operations. You have gone, you've exceeded 12. That's significant. How many are currently open? I know 12 are corporate owned, but how many in total are operational?
Sure. So we have 14. So there's two franchisees that are open and then 30 something that are in the real estate, you know, construction phase.
Are you cool talking about the numbers?
Yeah.
Your earnings claim? Okay. So give us the number, top line
Sure. So our average gross is $1.1 million with an average net of $330,000. And it's an average of 30% profit margin.
That's insane. Okay. And is it membership? Are people buying packages? What is your average ticket? I mean, how do we keep people coming back? What is the frequency? Talk about how people pay.
So we just launched a VIP membership. We've always steered away from it, but as we are opening in smaller markets, we do feel like it's another option that will appeal to some clients. We have grown the business solely on pre-selling the session, so they have to pay in full prior to even making an appointment. And we have session bundles. So most clients will come in and purchase 3 or 5 sessions at a time. And then the clients who don't want to purchase that big ticket right up front, they are our membership clients. So you pay $49 a month and then you unlock special pricing, which is substantially lower. And then we have a 63% client retention rate over 12 months. So our clients are coming back, which is really impressive in this industry. And our average ticket, I believe, is around $250.
Wow. Average ticket. Wow.
No, so that's okay. For one session. Our average, like 60-minute session, is around $219, and then they go up from there. The 60-minute session is our most popular, most frequent visit, but then we also offer like a 90-minute or a sculpting facial. So there is a different variety of the Tox technique, but that 60-minute signature is what we're known for.
Okay, interesting. And what is the recommended frequency? So I come in for a session. The recommendation is, let's schedule an appointment for when?
We always say to come back every 2 weeks for the first 3 to 5 sessions. And then from there, it will just be monthly maintenance.
Okay.
You know what I like about the model, Cliff? So from a staffing standpoint, when I first heard manual body work, like a massage, I'm thinking we're hiring licensed massage therapists, which from what I've heard over the past couple of years in this tight labor market has been a nightmare finding these people. So you're hiring estheticians, right? They're licensed, but they're not licensed massage therapists.
Correct. So we aren't working the muscle group. So of course, every state has different requirements, but there is no federal requirement for body sculpting, which is what we are classified under. Although our body sculpting strokes have an intention behind them in the way that we place our hands and move the fluid, you're moving fluid when you touch a body no matter what. So we just do it in a way that you're draining it towards the lymphatic system. And that's how we've been able to be classified as body sculpting. Of course, every state is different and you have to check in with your requirements, but most states you can hire licensed estheticians to perform the services.
All right, got it. So I think the point is, estheticians seem to be more readily available than massage therapists. So we have a larger pool of people to hire from. And I'm assuming it's like I used to own personal training franchises. Each franchisee would have like a head trainer who got kind of certified from corporate, and they would then train the technicians, the employees, how to do the workout. Is this that same type of a model?
It is. So we have a group of technician trainers and they will travel to your franchise location. So the technique is the heart of the company and we need to, of course, make sure that it's being done absolutely perfect. So I'm pretty crazy about the way that the technique's performed. The training process, pretty intensive. It can be anywhere from, I would say, 8 to 15 days, depending on how the group is progressing throughout, but we will be sending our trainer to our franchise locations to make sure that they are perfectly executing the technique the same way that the corporate studios.
Okay. So a technician is an esthetician. When we say technician, it's esthetician, right? Most of the time. Okay. So we have 4 technicians, let's say at a minimum, in the 4 rooms, and then we have the front of the house.
Yes, it's a very lean staffing model. We will be coaching everybody through best practices. But in the beginning, when a franchise is opening, we would rather see them staffed lower and have lower payroll costs and have a wait list, because a wait list creates hype and a hype creates revenue. So that's what we want. So it's worked out really well for us. I would say as a studio is more seasoned, then we would up the staff to have 6 to 8 technicians at max.
Six to eight at max, right? And you would need a room for that. the now with the canvas walls, eliminating the drywall. Inside, there were like black velvet curtains.
I agree. The difference is the now's investment, not talking badly about the now, we love them, is over $500,000 now, as far as I know. I don't know, Courtney, how are you keeping, so your item seven, the investment range, 236 to 399. How are you keeping the investment so low for brick and mortar?
It's such an easy build out. We are so minimal. It's polished concrete flooring, black velvet, floor to ceiling curtains. We really look for that like second gen space that, you know, you can get in at a low cost, or a brand new vanilla shell that you put the work on the landlord and it's deliverable, you know, with your concrete floors, and you really just have to furnish it and hang your curtains and start making money.
It's amazing. Cool. It still has a sophisticated fit and finish. The money is put into the entry, and then the back, right, is where they saved a ton of money. If you were a hand in stone, Justin, you're spending a few hundred grand just doing all these rooms with the drywall and the air conditioning.
You don't have to be buying
systems.
High-end furniture fixtures, Carrara marble, to look sophisticated. You can look really cool. Yes. And modern with linen curtains and, you know, just like different types of things. Yeah,
so true. Courtney nailed it. You nailed it. It's very, I'm trying to, a 30% net is like the most enviable net you could have in brick and mortar.
Especially when you're paying someone to do the work. Those margins are insane.
Let me ask you a question. On the corporate stores, are you contributing to royalties and the marketing brand development fees in this example?
Brand fund and royalty adjusted net income is at 330. So yes, we are.
Incredibly impressive. Yeah, this is a Dan Rowe would have loved this one. Remember, Justin? He goes, I'll never do food again after seeing the nets and beauty and vanity space.
We've been saying this a long time to all the food people out there.
It's amazing. So the cost of goods is really just a labor cost, correct? Are you applying a lotion, like an expensive lotion or something where the cost of goods is involved in the technique?
We are. So we have a full product line of everything that we use for the services. So yes, it's pretty simple. It's our drainage lotion, which is infused with herbs that help lymphatic flow. Or if you're doing a sculpting facial, we have our facial oils. So yes, the cost of goods does include what it takes to perform the services.
Do you have an idea on the average ticket? Do you have an idea of the cost of goods relative to that average ticket is X? Is it 10, 20%?
It's around like $10 to $12.
Okay.
Including,
oh, $10 to $12. Okay.
All right. Or laundry costs, your lotion costs.
It's like 5%. Yeah, it's 5%. It's peanuts. Unbelievable. Love it. I'm going to ask you a question. Be honest with me. Your skin glows like you just had your own facial. Are you a byproduct of your own brand? Be honest with me.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm always in there getting services done, and I am now an esthetician. Not that I perform the services, but I think that it's important to fully immerse yourself in what you're doing.
Totally agree.
I'm 100% a product of the talks.
I love it. So you're doing this, it's called what? Gua Sha?
Yes.
You're doing all this stuff?
Absolutely. We even have a Gua Sha cell phone case now.
I saw it on social media, and I saw the cutout, and I go, isn't that the hand tool that you rub your jawline and everything? I saw it. That's funny.
That way you never forget to Gua Sha your face.
Courtney, what percentage of your clients, I mean, we could tell Cliff wants to Gua Sha so badly. What percentage are male?
Across the board, I would say we're like 8% male.
Wow.
That's pretty low. It's kind of like if I come in, I'm being looked at weird.
Not necessarily. I feel like the men come in with their girlfriends or wives, and then they end up coming back because they're like, wait, I really like this. I feel different. I want to continue to come here. I think that as a brand, we need to do a better job at marketing male clients, which we are working on. It's part of our Q4 rollout. And we just brought on our first like sole male franchisee. We do have a lot of couples coming in. I'm excited to really open up that part of the market because I do feel like, you know, our brand thrives on inclusivity and why not? Like, it should be for everybody. It's not just women, but I feel like our marketing was really pushed more towards women in the beginning.
Cliff, we've had this debate in women's fitness, right? It's like completely disregard 50% of the population, or do we go after men, or say, you know what? Our customer's a female. Let's just focus on them, right? It was always kind of a debate in brands that we've been a part of in the past.
That's right. I think if you're at 8%, you have nothing but upside. If you're at 1,000,001, just getting men to embrace this. And there are a ton. There's a ton of metrosexual males. This guy bathes himself in coconut oil.
Listen, this is something that would be talked about on Huberman podcast. I mean, this is, it's a holistic way of getting rid of retained water and toxins. It's about being healthy.
I agree. I feel like we need more male clients, more male franchisees. The talks is really for everybody. Everybody always says, who's your ideal client? You know, what age range? It's honestly so
anyone
broad.
Can benefit.
Like, we have buddy.
You started in LA, then you went to New York City. Of course, everyone's going to say, oh, of course, she's in the best markets. Of course, it's going to do well. Then you opened in Vero, which I can get to that location. How is that doing? That's kind of a normal, smallish kind of a beach town.
Of course. So that's actually where I live part-time, and that's why I opened it. It didn't meet our demographic requirements at all, but I was like, I know that it will be successful here. We're only about, I think, a month in, and it's doing great, maybe 6 weeks in. We have a lot of members signing up. Of course, it's kind of seasonal in that town, but I have really high hopes. I wouldn't have done it on the corporate side if I didn't know that it would be massively successful, but you should definitely come in.
Okay, that's interesting. My wife is going to love this. I was just telling her about it. I think there is a movement. I think COVID helped the movement. We used to look at a lab coat like that was it. They're God, you're a doctor. I won't dare ask a question. Now, anytime I see a lab coat, I have lots of questions. I push back, I challenge, and I say no. I say no. We go to the dentist. He's like, hey, it's time for x-rays. No, it's not. You don't need to radiate my glands. You don't need to radiate my face. I've been doing this for 52 years. You have found nothing with doing this.
Don't trust doctors. We don't trust big pharma.
No.
We have a government telling us, recommending that we eat more Fruit Loops than beef. We're a mess.
That's right. Yeah, we are a mess. So I agree with you. There is a movement happening, and you're right there. Your timing, honestly, is perfect. I think your time, 2019, you launch. I think your timing is perfect. I think you're going to ride a wave for quite a while, and you will make this a household name. You've got something special here. And you need to move quickly, as you know. You're a first mover. One of the things I do give you a lot of credit for is you could add, I don't know, in another 2 weeks, 14 ancillary services to the tox, and you're not. And I give you a lot of credit for staying laser focused on mastering this, right? Instead of saying, oh yeah, we do red light therapy. Sure, oh, we do peptides. Oh, sensory deprivation, we have one in the back. Like, you're not doing it. Talk to us about that. Why? Why are you so disciplined? Why?
She doesn't have to. If they were doing 300,000 top line, she would be desperate. They're doing 1,000,000. She doesn't have to.
I don't want to be like the jack of all trades. That's not what the talks is. We are specialized in one thing. You don't want the doctor who only does your procedure one time a week. You want somebody who does it 5 times a day. And that's really what the talks, we only specialize in the talks technique, and we are not veering away from that. I have franchisees asking me all the time, well, are we ever going to add any new service items? And I'm like, this brand probably is not for you because you don't get it.
Very smart. I was on LinkedIn yesterday. I get a post. The Tox had a discovery day, new territories, Flower Mound, Texas, Frisco, Texas, McKinney, Texas, Wilmington, Delaware, Lindenhurst, Ohio, Summerlin, Nevada, Henderson, Nevada. Remarkable. All franchisees, right?
All franchisees.
Yeah. Well done.
Good for you. Wilmington,
absolutely.
Ohio. So yeah, I mean, this is a model you think will work pretty much anywhere, any town, USA.
I do. With great ownership and the brand culture that we've been able to execute, I really feel like it will be successful in all markets.
Let's talk about how big's the unit?
Yeah, anywhere from 1,500 to 2,000 square feet. We can make a little smaller, a little larger work if it's the perfect spot. Just, you know, we look for a vanilla shell, simple build out. But I feel like, you know, 1500 is key.
Are you getting TI money, tenant improvement money from landlords to help you out with build out?
We are. I feel like we're, you know, it depends on the space, of course. I sometimes don't like TI money. I think that I'm always chasing it down, and I would rather see if it's not a large demo or build out for our franchisees to get free rent instead. That way they get their cash flow going. Just my experience, I haven't had great luck with receiving the TI money that I'm promised.
Where do you want to be? Class A, we talked to us about site selection. We want to be near a Whole Foods. We want to be near a medical park. Where do you want to be? Is it Class A retail space?
Class A, depending on the market, of course. I definitely not medical. We want to be near alike businesses. So Whole Foods is great, but it doesn't have to be Whole Foods. It could be, you know, Orange Theory Fitness, F45, your local hair salon, nail salon, lash place. Just where do the women go for their beauty treatments? Where are they already going for their fitness routines? And we want to position ourselves in those plazas or those areas.
I like the model.
I think it's cool. Cordy, are your technicians making recommendations as far as like diet, like how much fluid to drink, or it's like coming in for a massage?
Yeah, so they aren't licensed nutritionists, so I don't allow them to give any dietary recommendations. Of course, we're just very casual about it. Eat as clean as you can be. Try to stay hydrated over the next few days as your body's going through the detox.
Does it feel good? Is it painful? Or it's like, no, it feels like a massage.
It feels good. It's depending on your pain tolerance. I mean, there are parts of it that are a little intense, but overall, it's not meant to be a painful treatment. So, I mean, I've fallen asleep before. I enjoy it. Most of our clients enjoy it.
Yeah, that would be me. Maybe falling asleep.
Yeah, because it's not an aggressive rub. It's probably a gentle, like 5-8 pound pressure, not even rub. Because you're not getting intramuscular, but you're not getting, right. Do you ever hear of this app called Yuka with a Y, Yuka? Anyone? So I download this app. They claim to have categorized every SKU in every grocery store. So I run around the store. You got to see me. It's nuts. I run around the grocery store scanning everything that I could scan. And if I came to your house, I would scan everything you have in there. Everything, and I mean everything, has cancer-causing carcinogens in it. My mother loves you know that brand Flora? Flora. You ever hear of it? They make Parmesan cheese, a lot of Italian products.
Yeah.
Flora. So my mother eats these little Linza tarts, right? Every time I go to my mom's house, she has boxes of these Linza tarts. So I scan it. This thing is a 0 out of 100. It has red, and I'm talking hazardous. Hazardous sodium benzoate, these blues, the Allura reds, sodium phosphate. I cannot even read some of these things in here. They're literally trying to kill us. There's no doubt in my mind. Absolutely, I am convinced after scanning the number, you cannot scan a single whipped cream. Pick any whipped cream you want. What's frightening is that even when you go to a Whole Foods or a Fresh Market, these products are just as dangerous. These anticoagulation agents they put in the food. You're, in a sense, you're helping flush this out, right?
We are. I mean, toxins are in the air that we breathe, the food. Literally everything has toxins in it, and your lymphatic system is what filters them out. So absolutely. I mean, our treatment really helps your body get back to the way that it's supposed to be working. Obviously, you know, there's a lot of lymphatic treatments and things that you can do, best practices at home. But I mean, I do feel that we've helped so many clients get back to where their body's functioning in a way that it should be.
Totally. All these preservatives that they put in the food, they all say the same thing. Breast cancer, ADHD, which is interesting. All of them. They're found in all of it. You, Courtney, you would love the app. It's called Yuka, Y-U-K-A. You'll love it.
Tell me about it.
I mean, you could pay for it. You will probably become as obsessed as I am scanning every single thing. I have eliminated probably 24 foods that I would regularly eat. And I had now run around a grocery store substituting it. Believe it or not, I actually found a whipped cream. And I still cannot find a coffee creamer. Not one that does not have all these known carcinogens in it. I have not found one coffee creamer.
You can't drink coffee creamer. It's you're just dumping chemicals into your morning. You're starting your day pouring chemicals into yourself.
What else would you like to share about your amazing first mover brand?
I mean, I would just say for like franchisees, don't be scared of something new, because this is where the magic happens. We have a lot of people who just simply don't get it. And that's okay. I mean, we're not going to be for everybody. But I do think that as a company, we haven't even scratched the surface of where we're going. And I would just love to find partners that really truly believe in the vision and the treatment. Like, you guys are sitting here and you're like, you're in it. I can tell you want this treatment so bad. And that's really who I want to find as business partners and franchisees.
I agree. We tell a lot of people, like, don't lead with passion when looking for a franchise. In this type of a business, if you don't care about health and wellness and you eat shit all day long, it's a lifestyle thing, right? You have to really believe in it. What I also like about this is with inflation and with rates where they are, I just can't get comfortable with a lot of these really high investment brands. This is one of those rare brick and mortar brands that is a very reasonable investment. And it's disruptive. It's different. It's different. I think everyone needs to take a look at this. If you're looking to be, I mean, you're going to attract empire builders, multi-unit franchise owners.
I agree. You're on a very short list of brick and mortar brands that are in your sub 400, sub 350. You could even be sub 300, depending on where you operate. You're in a unique category, you are. And as franchise consultants, and we, you know, we represent 600 brands, that you just made it on a very short list, honestly. And I think that, and it's not just the brand, the investment, it's you, right? I believe in you, and I think that you are gonna take this brand to the next level. I think you're a driver. You're kind of a sleeping giant because you're very calm, like very, very calm. Your disposition is very calming, but there's like a warrior in you where like you're a fighter. You're a killer.
She's also a very successful entrepreneur, and she's been a franchise owner, which is important because franchisors who were franchisees understand what franchisees want or expect or need from the franchisor. So I think that says a lot as well.
It's super important to me that we knock this out of the park. And that element of being a franchisee before has definitely helped me with making sure that we're doing it at a responsible rate, making sure that our systems are in place for their success. So
absolutely.
Awesome.
I think it's cool for low investment, brick and mortar. And as you know, I mean, we've always loved the health and wellness and beauty space. This is not something that's going to go away anytime. Like, people aren't just going to stop caring about their health. This is something that will be relevant, I think, regardless of what happens with the economy. These types of things, people just like, I remember when I was in fitness, we got into that business in 2006. So we all know what happened in 2008. We had the great financial crisis. And I'm like, oh my God, this guy is going to get crushed. He's never going to make it. The economy's collapsing. And years later, he ended up opening multiple units. Did well. People just continued to focus on self-care, health, wellness. It was still a priority in the worst economy of our lives. So low investment, high demand for these services. Take a look at it. I think it's cool.
Yeah, I totally agree. I mean, I can't say anything better than that other than I've enjoyed my time with you. I think it's a great brand. I love what you're building. And I'd like to see more, and maybe you can make this happen because you're very clever at your marketing. Before doing this interview, I searched every biohacker and used the word lymphatic drainage and lymph system. There, it's amazing. It's an under-discussed center of the body. This is a major, this is removing waste from our body. Huberman did a whole thing on lymphatic neuroinflammation and everything, but not enough on the lymph system and flushing out toxins and really building a healthier immune system and removing waste from the body. I think it would be worth you reaching out to these. I'm telling you, you get a Huberman, start talking about this stuff. You get a Ramsey.
Dave Asprey.
Asprey, Ferris, all these guys, they'll latch onto it. You should say, you're not talking enough about this stuff. Glymphatic, yes. Lymphatic, no. That's big. I think we gave you a marketing tip.
You did.
And I know you're going to do it. We're going to see a Huberman Lab podcast talking about this. You've been fabulous, gracious with your time. Great meeting you. I hope to see you at an IFPG event or a franchise conference or something. And thank you so much.
Thanks, Courtney.
Thank you.